Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 279 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast focusing on Disney parks and theme parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, Universal Studios Japan, Ghibli Park, Nagashima Spa Lands, and was it Park España?
Spain Muda.
Yeah, there we go, that one. And we're coming to you directly from Japan. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer, and I'm the one eating Pikachu's butt.
Stop.
And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
I can't. You guys, hi. I'm Trish. I'm not eating Pikachu's butt. I am the one living my best Haunted Mansion life.
I want to hear about stuff. The Haunted Mansion, the whole AR thing that's happening in the park, but we will talk about that in the next episode.
A different day, yes.
Can't wait for that.
You can find me at Dream Suites Love on Twitter and on Instagram, or at the tourism office if you're in town. Come and ask some questions. What are we talking about today, Chris? Because I'm excited.
Well, we're talking about the new No Limit Parade at Universal Studios Japan.
Yay!
It is bonkers.
It looks like a blast.
It is a really fun parade. And I'm super excited to talk about it. We went last week? Week before. I don't know. I've been traveling a lot, doing a lot of stuff. Just tourism is back. It's in full swing and there's just a lot going on. And the spring is always just busy regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New school year and everything. Well, sorry, the school year is ending. Then it's going to start again in April. Just a lot going on. And Japan's fiscal year starts in April. So everything's just kind of like, yeah, very busy right now. But I'm not complaining. I'm very much enjoying it. You know, after not having tourism for what, 3 years almost?
Yeah.
It's a nice change of pace. But before we talk about the parade, I want to plug our guidebook. Our guidebook for Universal.
That's right.
Our guidebooks for both Universal Studios Japan and Tokyo Disney Resort. You can get them over on our website. I'll have a link in the description as well. You can head on over to tdrexplorer.com/books and you'll see our digital guidebooks update for 2023. There's stuff in there for Universal Studios Japan, specifically things on Super Nintendo World, how to buy your tickets for everything, where to eat, how to enjoy the entertainment, how to get express passes, itineraries. All that wonderful stuff is all there for you. So if you're planning a trip to Universal Studios Japan, you need to get this book. And I know I'm biased because I wrote the thing, but it is good. I'm very proud of it. The team did a really good job with it. So head on over to trxplorer.com/books to get yours. No Limit Parade. So this was delayed, what, twice, I think?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, but it's kind of like good timing now because the tourism is much higher right now. So more people can enjoy it.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to come out in 2022, beginning of 2022, I think is when it was supposed to debut. So like last spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was pushed to fall and then it was pushed again. And this new daytime parade features a whole swath of licenses and characters. Hello Kitty to Peanuts to Sing. I've never actually seen that movie. I need to watch that. Movies? Is there more than one?
I think there's more than one. I haven't seen any of them. I have no idea.
I haven't.
There was a sequel, though.
The show.
Oh, there's a show, too?
There's a show inside Universal.
Oh, here. Right.
There's a stage show. I did see that. That's the extent of my knowledge with that. Sesame Street is in it, like Elmo and Cookie Monster, and then we have Mario Kart is in the parade, and Pokemon,
A
variety of Pokemon. Man, this parade, the best way to describe it is it's like a street party.
Yeah.
Is effectively what this is. So every float that goes by, they have a show stop, basically, and they invite everybody to come onto the street and dance around the floats and everything with the music from the parade going and everything. It's a really good time. And that's something Disney will never do.
Well, they've done it. They just don't do it anymore.
Yeah. They're not going to invite people like that.
I don't understand why they don't do it anymore, because they used to, and it was like a blast and people loved it.
Yeah. I see why. It's good fun.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun to join in, and I love that Universal still does it, and it looks like a party. It looks like so much fun. And you can see it on people's faces, like they're having a blast.
Yeah. Probably my favorite floats were obviously the Mario Kart and the Pokemon ones. The Hello Kitty one is really cute. Hello Kitty and Dear Daniel are like, they kind of headline the parade, which, you know, kind of, it's fitting. They're almost like the Mickey and Minnie of the park. Because like, sure. Woody Woodpecker and Wendy. No, is Wendy is her name? Wait.
Is it? I don't know what her name is. Winnie, Wendy.
Winnie. It's no, it's
something,
Winnie.
Something
Winnie.
With a W.
It's Winnie. Winnie. Woody Woodpecker, Winifred, and right? Winnie. Yeah, his girlfriend or wife or whoever.
Could be just his friend.
I guess they should be headlining, because I guess they're maybe like the Mickey and Minnie of Universal Studios Japan, because they're usually at the front of the park greeting guests.
Sure.
I digress. The song is actually quite catchy, and it kind of gets stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
They are kind of driving home this No Limit thing, because the No Limit theme is part of like the 20th anniversary of the park. Which I guess made sense, because the parade was supposed to come out during the 20th anniversary, but it never did.
Yeah.
So kind of have to run with it, I guess, at this point, right? You can't really change that too much, but it's a bop. It is definitely a bop. It is going to get stuck in your head. How the parade works is there are show stops. I think it stops 3 times. And kind of depending where you're standing, that's what float is in front of you, of course. And then you can go onto the street and dance around. When they have the finale, they shoot confetti everywhere, and the confetti is all themed to whatever float the confetti came out of, which I think is brilliant.
It's a nice detail.
The Snoopy float, like the Peanuts float, because it's like a 1970s, 60s, 70s, like bell bottoms, floral print kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
The confetti are colorful flowers. And then the Sing one, I think, is a disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see what the Hello Kitty one was. I didn't see what the Sesame Street one was. But the Sesame Street float was kind of themed to like hip hop. So like everyone was wearing like, you know, the baseball caps and the baggy jeans kind of style. Then Mario Kart, the confetti was the one up. No, the power up mushrooms. The red mushroom, and also the coins, the Mario coins. Love it. And Pokemon was Pokeballs.
Okay, very cool.
I think that's pretty fun that they did that. What I loved about the Mario Kart one is they had music coming out of the floats, right? And they had the Rainbow Road theme was playing.
Yeah.
As I was going by, which I love that. I love that so much, because we all know Rainbow Road. We all know that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Growing up, everyone has played Rainbow Road. So I love that they chose that for the floats. They have Yoshi as a character, like a costume character, which was a big surprise. We didn't know they were going to be doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if at some point we might get a Yoshi meet and greet.
I think so, right?
Because the costume is there, right? So Probably. Give us Yoshi. We have a Yoshi ride, so it would make sense. And I think Yoshi would probably be the most popular character if they did a meet and greet with him.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Yoshi. How could you not love Yoshi? Yoshi's so lovable.
Yoshi is lovable.
Even though he's basically the horse of the group, because you ride him, you know, so that's kind of weird. That was really cool. And I like for the show stop, like being able to go right up to the carts of the floats. Cause like how the floats for the Mario Kart one worked was there was 3 in the front, and they were Mario Karts, but they're kind of like elevated in clouds or something like that. So there's Yoshi, Peach, and Luigi. And you could basically go right up to those floats during the show stop, which I think was really cool. It's just kind of weird to think about how crowded it gets after the last few years, how we're not supposed to be in crowds. But now it's just like, okay, yeah, go for it. So it's a very strange feeling. They all have dancers. So every float has dancers in front of them. And for the Mario Kart one, they had the dancers were dressed up as the Koopa Kids.
Yeah, that's right. It's really cute.
Which is really cute. And there was a couple of the performers were piranha plants. So they had like the big piranha plant puppets on their backs.
Yeah.
So they had the big piranha plant above them. And like that, I love that. The other floats like Hello Kitty and stuff like that. It was nothing too out there. It was like, you know, people dressed like Hello Kitty, people were dressed in pink. And for the Peanuts, people were kind of dressed in the 60s, 70s kind of garments. Then for the Sesame Street, you're in hip hop clothing. And the Sing, they're just kind of in street clothes. Because I really don't know. I don't know what the theme really was for Sing.
It's like a music contest, like what the story is. Yeah,
something
is.
Like that. With the Pokemon float, I think they did the best job with that because they had people with different Pokemon. They were carrying different Pokemon, and I loved that. No one carried the same Pokemon, and that just made me so happy. All the performers were basically Pokemon trainers, and they had their Pokemon with them. They were carrying them around. And some of them had like the legendary Pokemon, like the big flying birds.
Yeah, those are cool. They had them,
like the big puppets. The one Pokemon that when I saw it, it was on the float, I think it was, if I'm remembering correctly. There's this Pokemon, and this is kind of like dark. There's this Pokemon called Drifloon, and the Pokedex describes it as, so it kind of looks like a, almost like a jellyfish, like a cute jellyfish with like two really long dangly arms.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like a head and then two long black dangly arms. Anyway, it will pick up children and then carry it away to the afterlife.
Uh-oh.
It's what that Pokemon does.
Whoa.
And that Pokemon is on the Pokemon float. And I thought, somebody knew what they were doing with that.
I guess we know what happens to the naughty children in the park.
That is the security.
Yes.
That Pokemon there. Yeah, all the performers had different Pokemon and stuff, which was really cute. And then, of course, Pikachu's on there. And Pikachu had like a little like disco ball in his head. Mm-hmm. Was it head? No, it was his bow tie, I think. He had a disco ball. Like he had a little bow tie or something on, which is really adorable. Yeah, it was just really cool to see Pokemon. Just all these different Pokemon and everything. I thought I really liked that.
How long is this parade going to run for?
Sounds like indefinitely.
Okay.
It's not a seasonal parade, I guess is what I'm saying. It's a permanent parade. Like it's their daytime parade that is going to be running until whenever, I guess. So that's good. Yeah, it's going to be running every single day, it looks like.
Are there any like places along the parade route that you recommend to watch from? Like any favorite spots?
You can watch it twice, actually, relatively easily. So it comes out by Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of goes through like the Hollywood area, you know, like the covered area that kind of works its way back by the like the lagoon and then kind of comes back up towards the Terminator building, then loops around and goes past Spider-Man. So if you want to wait, you can watch it when it starts, like get a spot in front of Terminator or right in front of the Stars restaurant, which is like kitty corner to Terminator, and you can watch the parade there. And by the time it goes by, you can just literally turn around and you can watch it again come the other way. You don't really have to move, which, well, I guess if you want like a really good view, you will maneuver a little bit just to be able to see it coming. But it literally comes down the other street that is right there when it comes back.
Very cool.
So that's what I did twice, and it worked out very well. We got a spot at 12 o'clock. And it started at 2. But that's because, you know, I wanted like a spot to get photos and video, like without having to, you know, be in people's way and everything. So it was kind of like right on the curb. So that's what I did. You probably don't need to wait 2 hours. Hour to half an hour is probably good enough if you're not worried about getting pictures and photos and that.
Was it very crowded?
Yes. Very crowded. People definitely want to see this. There is the paid viewing area, but I forgot to check before we started recording this because I was reading that they got rid of it already.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know if that was temporarily or not for the paid area. The paid area is kind of like in front of Terminator. You know that big open field area? That's where the paid spot is. And we even had team members tell us if you just kind of like stand up against the railing on the other side of the paid area, it's just as good.
Yeah, so like, that makes sense.
Honestly, you don't
need it. Because it's a parade.
It.
You know what I mean? It's not like a show.
Honestly, don't bother paying for it. You don't need to. Don't bother. People that are listening, not that you'd be able to anyway, because that's only through the Japanese website. So,
I mean, it could be people that live in Japan.
But yeah, I know people were looking for that ticket on the English website, and it's not on there. It's only on the Japanese one. So just if you are looking for it, if it's still around. But honestly, yeah, don't bother with it. Use that money to buy an express pass.
Yeah.
Do that instead. That is more bang for your buck. Also with that, there's also merchandise and food that came with this new parade. So the merchandise is spot on, as always. There's so much stuff, and they really leaned into the whole accessorizing thing. I think Disney will probably follow suit in some way, but you basically get to mix and match stuff with the outfits that you can buy. So each property, I guess, has like its own like shirt. So there's like a Hello Kitty shirt. There's a Minion shirt. Oh, I forgot to mention there's Minions in the parade too. Can't believe I missed that. There's Minions in there as well. A Minion shirt, Sesame Street shirt, a Mario Kart shirt, a Pokemon shirt. Like, these are collared, really thin shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They have like little loops on them that you can buy like these little accessories, like little dangly keychains or plush badges that you can hang off your shirt without having to pin it to the shirt and like wreck it.
Right.
There's like these little loops that are sewn into the garment for you to do that, which I think is absolutely genius, because I like to accessorize things, but if I have to pin it into a shirt, I don't like doing that because it tends to wreck it.
USJ is always ahead of the curve when it comes to the trends with teenagers. So they're always really interesting to watch, like what merch they're coming out with, because they're so, so on trend.
They did such a good job with that. And even like all the headbands they have. So they started putting little loops on the ends of the headbands. So you can put accessories there so it looks like you're wearing earrings, but you're not, which I thought was actually pretty clever, because, you know, not everyone wants to have their ears pierced or anything, but they still want to have, you know, a nice little fun accessory. And I really thought that was clever.
It's fantastic.
For those that are listening, like I have a video on YouTube, so you can go and check all that out to kind of see what I'm talking about. They also have food, and I got to try a lot of it. I didn't do everything just because it was really busy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was March, beginning of March, and it was really, really busy. We were waiting 40 minutes for a churro. So didn't get to try everything just because the lines were just so long for everything. But probably the most popular thing is the Pokemon food that they started. And for that, you have to get the time ticket to be able to buy the food. I don't know if they're going to continuously do this or if they're just doing it now because it's new and it's busy. I don't know, but you have to get a time ticket to come back later to be able to buy the food. When we did it, we got the ticket around 7:50 in the morning, and it was for 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what time they ran out. I think they probably ran out probably well before 9 o'clock for like giving all the time tickets. I think the big reason for it is because the food booth for the Pokemon food is in this little nook that's right in front of the Hollywood Dream. And there's not a lot of space there to have a lot of people in a queue. So I think that's why they have to give out these tickets, so they don't have like this massive queue to kind of manage in front of a ride. But also that's the parade route as well.
Oh, so yeah, that's really important to know.
Yeah. So if you want the Pokemon food, and this is the only food that I saw that you needed this for, was the Pokemon stuff. So if you want it, make it the first thing you do is check to see if you need a time ticket. They will tell you. And if they do, get it, like get one. Otherwise, they will not sell it to you. Like you cannot buy it.
Wow. I know some kids that are going this week, so I'm going to give them the heads up. Thanks for that. That's really important.
Yeah. And also, I think it's also to guarantee that you're going to get one, because I did notice other stuff like the Spy Family food, which we'll talk about in a different episode. The Spy Family food, they were selling out for the day, like midday.
Yeah,
with some of the food. But for that, you didn't need a time ticket, like a free time ticket. You just had to stand in line and just hope for the best, basically. That's just the name of the game. It's just so busy, right? Just for clarification, the Pokemon, to get the ticket for the Pokemon stuff, it is at the food booth. You have to go there and someone will, if they're giving them out, someone will be there to give it to you. So that's where you go to get it. As for the food, though, they have a Pikachu steamed bun, which is really adorable. You get to eat Pikachu's butt.
That's right. I saw your post that there's actually the different genders of Pikachu.
Yeah. So how to tell between a male and female Pikachu. Male Pikachu, his tail is kind of like, it just looks like a normal lightning bolt.
Okay.
But the female, the tip of the tail looks like a heart.
Okay.
That's how you tell the difference between the two. So when you buy the steamed bun.
Do they ask you which one you want?
We asked them if we got to choose and they said, no, it's random. So I bought two.
Okay.
And I was lucky enough to get one of each. So there you go. And then there's a Squirtle churro. And then there is a Bulbasaur sipper cup.
Oh, I heard those are popular.
Very popular. Yeah, those everyone gets that. You know the word sipper, right?
Yeah.
I was told that's a Disney term. I didn't realize that.
I did not know that either. Wait, why?
When I put it on the TikToks, the young TikToks. People made it very clear that a lot of people did not know what the word sipper meant.
No way.
I had a couple of people tell me that it's a Disney term. We use it within the Disney bubble.
No.
That's something that we use.
It must be an elderly term, though.
I don't know.
I feel like people know what sippers are. I know I was brainwashed from a young age at Disney, so I might not be the best judge of what's a Disney term and what's not.
I just call it a sipper, yeah.
Your parents didn't brainwash you at Disney, right?
No, from baby age.
So you know what a sipper is. I feel like, I don't know. I don't think it's a Disney term. I think it's an elderly term.
Maybe. I don't know. But I guess like a drink bottle is another way to
drink. No, sipper.
I know, sipper just.
You sip from it.
That just rolls off the tongue better.
Sipper. Like a sippy cup, right? Sippy cups are not Disney.
Yeah, well, I guess sippy cup is more like for babies, right?
For babies.
A sipper is for Disney adults. For adults. Who have disposable income that want to wipe plastic sipper cups. Sippers. Anyway.
I had no idea about that.
Me either. Like, it was very eye-opening because, like, on TikTok, the most hearted comment was a person saying, what's a sipper? And everyone else was replying to that, like, yeah, what is that? What is that? I don't know what
that
is.
Those are just young people. Okay.
I think so.
They grew up in a different time.
That just made me feel old. I'm like, oh, I'm not that old, but I felt old. Goodness. The Pikachu steamed bun was delicious.
What was in it?
It's a pizza steamed bun, but it is better than the ones you can get in the combinis. Which is very surprising because, you know, usually theme park food is like, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's all right, yeah.
But no, it had, well, pizza sauce and cheese inside, plus spicy Italian sausage, plus just normal sausage and mushrooms. So
yummy.
It had a lot going on.
Yeah,
and the presentation was cute. Like, it's Pikachu's butt. How could you not? Like, that is so cute.
Oh my God.
And the steamed bun was really good. I was very surprised. Because I had the Spy Family steamed bun, and spoiler alert, it wasn't good. The Pikachu one was delicious. Squirtle churro was kind of a letdown.
But you don't like churros, though.
I like Universal's churros.
Okay. Was it cute? Was it sparkly? All I want from, like, a Squirtle churro is for it to be, like, blue-ish and sparkly.
It was. It was so cute. Like, the presentation is probably one of the best themed churros I've seen there. Because the packaging had Squirtle on it, and he was, like, doing his bubble move on the packaging. And then on the churro, it was blue icing to make it look like a wave of water and, like, little, like, pearls of candy to look like bubbles.
Cool.
And it was like covered in glitter and stuff. I'm like, that is bang on. That is Squirtle right there.
One is glitter. Glitter and the pearls bonus. Yes.
It was.
Thank you.
It was a vanilla churro and it.
I don't know about vanilla for a churro flavor.
Didn't really taste like vanilla.
Okay.
Like if something says it's vanilla, I want it to like.
You want it to be like super vanilla. Yeah, like
I want to taste that vanilla. Like, where's the vanilla? I know vanilla is like a very plain flavor, but you know.
If it's good vanilla, it could have good flavor, though.
Yeah, it was just kind of the sugar kind of overpowered the vanilla. So it's like I really wasn't getting.
Yeah, man, if that thing's covered in sugar glitter, That's what it's going to taste like, yeah, right? Yeah,
so like flavor-wise, I was like, whatever, fine. But the presentation was great, like really good. And then cool. The sipper, where I refuse to call it anything else. It is a sipper.
I mean, what else are you going to call it? The cup with a straw in it that you sip from.
A bottle, you know, a drink bottle. I don't know. The Bulbasaur sipper, it's a lot smaller than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it looks tiny in the picture.
Yeah, it's probably about the size of a... I'm trying to think of a fruit that would be this size.
Like a grapefruit.
Yeah, like a grapefruit size. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's about the size of a grapefruit. I'm looking at it right now. It's about the size of a grapefruit. And it comes with a melon slush, which is really nice. And they don't put the slush in there for you. Thank goodness, because that would be a nightmare. They keep everything separate. So the Bulbasaur sipper is nice and clean. You know, it's not sticky or anything. The straw goes through his little bulb on the top. Really cute. I'm never going to use it for drinks. It's just going to sit on my shelf because it is cute. It is super cute.
This could be like a whole topic because like I feel like that's the case with like all of these things. Like I have like from the Sailor Moon, like the chalice sipper. And I'm like, nobody's using these to drink from. What's the point of even putting a straw in it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also I have a thing about drinking out of plastic.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I kind of wish they would do?
What?
Did you ever drink like a juice from like not like a carton, but like kind of like a pack, like a plastic pack? Like not plastic, but like, you know, it was like malleable.
It was almost like tinfoil almost. Like a
Yeah. Put something like that inside of it so it doesn't get it dirty, but it connects to the straw. And you can drink out of it and then toss it. And then the only thing that's kind of sticky is the straw, but you can just like wipe that down with like a wet tissue and you're good to go. And then you can drink out of it and keep it as like a decoration.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. And it's not touching the plastic because, yeah, gross.
I'm not big on that. The sipper is great. It's fantastic. And it's only 1,000 yen, which is like 750 US.
Nice.
So that's pretty good. It is kind of small. Like, it's expensive for the size that it is, if you want to look at it that way. But in a theme park, I thought it would be like 15, 16 US dollars, you know? If it worked out to that price, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, if they charged 2,000 yen, I wouldn't have been surprised. So the fact that it was 1,000 yen was like, oh, okay.
Think about it. Yeah, you're paying like what? Like 500 yen for the drink and then 500 yen for the Bulbasaur.
Yeah. The melon slush is melon slush. Like, if you've ever had melon in Japan before, it tastes exactly like that, which is pretty good. It's actually quite nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice for summertime, right?
Mm-hmm. They had some other food as well. I didn't really get to try. Oh, I tried the Hello Kitty steamed bun with cheese and pork.
Does the pork need cheese?
No, it seems like a weird thing. Yeah. Beef and cheese, sure. But like pork and cheese, I don't know.
I'd rather have like the pork be nicely spiced.
Yeah, like pork and rather like barbecue than have the sauce cheese. Or something, right?
Like interfere with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the pork and cheese, I don't know, just didn't really work. The presentation was cute. Like it was Little Kitty's face, which I tore open. Sure,
of course. Got to look adorable.
And it had her little pink bow, but her pink bow had like glitter on it.
I love that they incorporate so much glitter into their food.
Glitter. There's just glitter everywhere. There was a Snoopy donut. I didn't have the Snoopy donut. There was a cupcake, like an orange cupcake with Elmo or something. I didn't have that. They call it a cupcake.
It's a cupcake.
It looked like a
but
muffin.
But it's not, because they're dense. Yes.
It looked like a muffin. It's a muffin. Like, sir, that is a muffin.
It is a muffin with frosting. Okay.
Yeah, that is, yes, that is agreed. Not a cupcake. That is a muffin. Oh, surprise hit. Surprise hit was the cola candy flavored popcorn.
No, that sounds like it would be good.
It was a surprise hit. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. No, I can see. Yeah. Like kind of being iffy on it. I can get that.
Like I walked by and I smelled it. I'm like, what is that? Like, what does that smell? It's just very sweet.
It sounds
sweet.
Like it could be delightful. Yeah. Oh, is it really sweet? Like super sweet or like?
It tastes almost identical to the cola candy gummies that you had growing up. That's what it tastes like.
Okay. So it's got like a little bit of a lime flavor, which works, right?
I really liked it. So nice. It's kind of like the way it was coated. It was kind of like, you know, how they coat caramel popcorn.
Sure.
It was like that, but with the cola candy. It wasn't salty and it wasn't buttery.
As it should not be.
Yeah.
For cola popcorn.
It's very red.
I like that because you remember at Disneyland when they had the soda, like the green soda popcorn?
Yes, I remember that.
That was so good. I was like addicted to that.
Yeah. I remember that. That was a while ago.
I know.
I forgot about that popcorn. And in addition, there's a new Minions popcorn bucket. But I was looking at it and I'm like, the Minion is the exact same mold as another one. But all they did was they swapped out the costume for a costume in the No Limit Parade, which I'm like, you know what? That works. The costume on it is designed the same way as the accessories you can buy, like the shirts you can buy. So there's like little loops and stuff to like put accessories on it. They show that you can buy a headband and put it on the popcorn bucket if you wanted to. The one that goes on your head, you could put it on the popcorn bucket. I'm like, that's actually kind of clever. Because you know, when you're wearing those headbands, if you wear them long enough, it kind of starts hurting on your temples, right? It starts to hurt. So you can just take it off and then pop it on your popcorn bucket. And there you go.
Absolute genius. I love it.
Very clever.
Perfect.
Oh, the Pikachu steamed one was 700 yen.
Okay. Acceptable.
Which is like $5. Like,
there's inflation now. So yeah. Like, what was it before? 600-ish,
something like that. Yeah. A churro was about 600 yen. You know, okay. So everything is... it's theme park prices.
It's theme park prices, yeah.
That's on the high end for us here in Japan. Because I know when you convert it to U.S. dollars, it looks really cheap. But, you know, for us here, those of us that live in Japan, you know, that's a little expensive. Overall, though, like, they did such a good job with this. The parade, the merchandise, the food. I hope the food sticks around for a while. Because I know people were asking about that, and I don't know. They haven't said. I don't think they will tell us. It'll probably just be gone one day. I'm thinking they'll probably keep it around for a while, at least for the rest of the year, probably.
Yeah, and probably for like the really popular things like Pokemon, they might change out for seasonal things, but like they'll have the actual themed food still.
Could you imagine for Halloween they use like ghost Pokemon?
Please. Yes, that is all that I want. And I want the ghost from Mario, the big ghost.
Boo. I want a Boo Sipper.
Yes. I want Boo everything.
Give me a Boo Sipper.
I want to be Boo. I want everything Boo. And Gengar.
Yeah, a Gengar one. Or you know what would be really cute? Which I don't think they'll ever do. It's not a ghost Pokemon, but it's a poison one. Trubbish. The little cute little garbage bag Pokemon.
Oh my god.
Yes. He's a very useless Pokemon, but he is very cute.
It's cute.
And that's I love it. There's over 1,000 Pokemon now, so they have a lot to choose from.
They have all the time in the world. They can take their time. Like, it's still brand new.
I want them to treat Pokemon like they treat Conan. They just keep bringing it back and just, like, throwing a new coat of paint on it. Do that with Pokemon, and I will be happy.
I think they will, though. I mean, it's only a matter of time before, like, Pokemon is... like an attraction or something.
They have to do something with that. Because could you imagine if there was like a dark ride with Pokemon or something?
Yes.
Could you imagine? Oh, people would lose it. Lose it. I'd lose it.
I want like a Pokemon Halloween parade.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
What if they like close Terminator and then just turn it into like a Pokemon trainer type show or something? Like a stage show with Pokemon or something.
They could do that. They could do like a seasonal thing of that, right?
They definitely could. Well, Universal's obviously partnered with the Pokemon company. They made a big announcement about that back in 2021. This is definitely not the last thing they're doing.
No, this is all new stuff. So I'm sure they have a timeline of ideas that they want to implement, right? It must be. And you wouldn't want to do everything at once, right?
No. Like you have to... trickle it out and make us come back. That's what Universal and, you know, Disney, they do that very well, getting us to come back.
And the future is bright, right? There's so much that they can do. So it's just very exciting.
It just makes me so happy. It's so good. So me too. For those of you that are listening, yeah, it's good. Get the Pikachu bun, get the Bulbasaur sipper. If you want pictures of the Squirtle churro, be my guest. It's not the greatest, unfortunately. But yeah, it was good. It was great. It was wonderful. And I can't wait to go and experience it again. So before we go, though, we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon, over at patreon.com/TDRnow. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, and Beth.
And thank you to Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kate, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, and Paige.
And make sure you rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you have questions for us, there's actually a new feature on Spotify now. You can submit questions on our podcast's page on Spotify. So if you're listening on Spotify, there should be an option on there somewhere to submit a question to us. So if you're on Spotify, you can do it that way too. I will try to remember to check it because there's so many places to like reach us, right? But I just saw that feature rolled out not that long ago, actually, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. That's really cool.
So yeah, if you have any questions or anything, send them to us over there. And you can find us on our website, tdrexplorer.com. Also a video of the No Limit Parade and the food and the merchandise is over on our YouTube channel as well. You can watch me eat Pikachu's butt. Wow. All right. My name is Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer, and I am the one eating Pikachu's butt and drinking out of Bulbasaur and eating Squirtle's churro. I don't know. And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
Oh my gosh. Keep exploring, guys.
We're just going to end it. We got to go.
Bye.
Bye. See you in the next one, explorers.